with R.W. Estella for A Word in Edgewise. Good morning, R.W.
Hey, good morning, Allison. The Canadian-American chemist and writer O.A. Bautista held that temptations, unlike opportunities, will always give you many second chances. This past week, I thought I had come close to experiencing what Bautista had meant with his remark. For what is temptation but motivation with a little kick to it? We are tempted to do something or another, and then are perhaps dissuaded from following through. Yet the temptation remains, despite the truncated attempt. I have been repeating this cycle on a regular basis lately with our building project at Terra Plen. A little twinge of temptation nudges me into action as I ask myself, wouldn't it be great to get such and such done over at the site today? And I'm off and running, although sometimes only temporarily. Take several days back, for example, when the snowpack dwindled by the hour. Then when the snow melt and the ensuing rain had pooled and puddled and the once frozen ground had thawed, we suddenly found ourselves midweek in a mud season that had arrived at least a couple of months early. Making ruts a half foot deep at the head of the driveway made me rethink my approach. Could I resist temptation and put the project on pause for a day or two? Precisely when I was feeling glum about this impasse, Martin Luther King Jr. came to mind. After all, Wednesday, when this instance of oozy earth crowded my cadence, was King's real birthday. My heart rose to his words, "We must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope." So be it, then, I said to myself. I will resume my plans another day and perhaps proceed more intelligently than I have today. Next day, I left the truck at the head of the driveway and walked in along the edge of the driveway to the building. With no muss and not much fuss, I was able to continue work. King made many sage remarks in his brief time with us prior to 1968. In a Mark Twain-like vein, with a quick turn of phrase, he could transcend all our common concepts of danger and guide us to a sense of the ones we had not thought much of, the ones that were right in front of us. "Nothing in the world," King advised, "is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity." How true that adage is. Just think about all the trouble and pain humans have made for one another, steadfastly dedicating themselves to erroneous ways. Yet we remain infinitely hopeful to achieve the exact opposite. For more on Omain, have a great day.
Red lights flash.